cufflink. Said I swallowed my rings as I slept on the floor. I was lying, of course. That never even happened in a dream. The head spins and the nose bleeds. The cars crashed and the stars seen. Did you hear the part where I said that I stayed up all night but still missed every flight? Did you see the deficit displayed on my sleeve? And what my song said was throw open all the windows, let the night in, step and climb every rung, summon storms from your lungs, let the hummingbirds nest in your throat. But what that meant was I slept late, wasted the entire day, all my energy spent contemplating myself. Now I'm hungry and everything's closed. Always in the back of my mind, there's a familiar voice. States, 800 miles moving one way, conversations dried up, even the music just buzzes now. There's nothing left to do but look ahead. A memory gets unlocked. Little dead bird on the sidewalk, and how beside it you placed the cardboard sign that you made that said, I'm happier this way. And what your sign meant, I ignored then, because I cared so much more about having a girlfriend than understanding the person you were, or the dictum of her that you learned in the house where you grew up. So in the moment, I barely noticed, but now I can decode it. It said, do you honestly think you somehow factor in? I can't even see you. There was a time when this fire was
inexplicably linked. If we're even different things, I can't wait until I'm like this bird. I'll be so much happier.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 712. I'm your host Siri, and
I'm taking over. Hello, everyone. This is Sid Souter. Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 712. I am back. I am recording in low fidelity from a hotel room in Bar Harbor, Maine, but my voice is working, so let's do this old school style. I'm going to be with you here for the next 23 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with a long one there. That was Fred Thomas with the song Coughed Up a Cufflink. That's on his new album, Window in the Rhythm, which came out October 4th on Polyvinyl Records. You may know Fred Thomas from his work in Saturday Looks Good to Me or His Name is Alive, but this is definitely solo work, the work of a diarist, someone kind of in the vein of maybe Mark Kozelek or Advanced Bass, Empty Moon, maybe even David Berman. It is excellent lyrics. They're going to take you someplace, and the music that surrounds it is very nice. It does get a little crazy and a little noisy, and I've actually had to trim this song a little bit. I've let it play just a little bit in the background if you listen hard, but just for the sake of time, we've had to cut out some of the glorious noise. I've got music for you this week, and I need to play it for you. This is Wifey, and the song is called Marianne Leaves the Band.
It's mostly men in the marching band, and not a one girl's half as cute as Marianne at her music stand. My God, that girl knew how to handle a flute. Told her my name at the football game, and once again when we played the state fair. But ever since she met Johnny K, well, her priorities have been elsewhere.
Yeah. often make you miss all of the friends that you stopped talking to, or who stopped talking to you.
You don't remember because they got wrapped up in themselves or their work or LA or the arms of a girlfriend who didn't like you,
or who felt threatened by you.
You don't remember because they all were together like a cartoon ghost, not Casper or Beetlejuice, just a blob who sing everywhere.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Early Riser from Brooklyn, New York, and the song Beetlejuice. That's on the band's new album, Big Life, that came out October 11th on Asbestos Records. It's a fantastic album, destined to make my top list of 2024 albums. Perfect songs, just catchy as hell, with all the kind of frenetic energy of maybe Ghost Mice. Really enjoy that one, and it's hard to pick a favorite one on that album. Give that one a listen, or just go out and buy it. You can enjoy it. Before that, we heard from another Brooklyn band, Wifey, with the song Marianne Leaves the Band. That's on a new EP called Just a Tease, and it came out September 13th on Mr. Crushmore Records. Band more on the power pop side there, kind of the Fountains of Wayne power pop side. I enjoy that song quite a bit. There's a couple of other ones on there that are really good as well. So give that one a listen, see if it works for you. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. More music for you here of the punk rock variety. This is Bambies with the song Teenage Night.
Shaking right, electricity. Testosterone is around. Joke for the chemistry. Another teenage night. What a mess, I wanna rest. Another teenage night, what a mess, I wanna rest. Each way, sir, that's all in yes. Steaming jets and dudes. We are Southern Universe. Flag of teenage night, what a mess, I wanna rest. Another teenage night, what a mess, I wanna rest. Another teenage night, what a mess, I wanna rest. Another teenage night, what a mess, I wanna rest. Another teenage night, what a mess, I wanna rest. Another teenage night, what a mess, I wanna rest.
goodness, how I love that band. That is Class with the song Milkman. That's on the band's new album, A Healthy Alternative, that came out October 4th on Feel It Records. That band based out of Tucson in Arizona. Just an excellent punk band there. Very hard to pigeonhole and decide exactly what they are, other than really, really good. Pick up that album as soon as you can. Before that, we heard from Bambi. It's from Montreal. The song is called Teenage Night, and it's on the band's new album, Snotty Angels. That's 15 fantastic songs, released September 27th on Spaghetti Town. Great pop punk there, but not of the Ramones core, and not of like kind of the Screeching Weasel lookout punk. It's some different kind of pop punk, and it's very good. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 712. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Looking over at the concert calendar, we got exciting things coming up for you. On the 14th, we have Sixpence None the Richer at Knuckleheads. On the 15th, Gel is at the Bottleneck. Jackoffs are at the minibar that night. On the 16th, Mannequin Pussy plays Granada. On the 17th, Tech Nine shows up at Granada. On the 18th, Korn is at the T-Mobile Center. On the 18th, the Labyrinth is playing at Uptown. That's the film, but with a live backing band. On the 18th, also is Box Knife at the Granada, Full Bloods at Hillsiders. On the 19th, Super Chunk is at the Granada, Nature Boys is at Sisters Anne, Wheat State is at Farewell, Empty Moon is at Grand Avenue Temple, that's a matinee, and Still Ill is playing at Blip. Looking over at the website, there is one new thing out there. I guess my coverage of the Material Issue, Starball, and Tamar Burke show is out there for your pleasure. And we've got time for one more long one. I've chosen one from Winter Filleth from Manchester in the UK, one of my very favorite black metal bands. They've just put out a new album called The Imperious Horizon that came out September 13th on Candlelight Records. I've chosen the track In Silent Grace. This one features guest vocalist from Primordial, so it feels a little different than the rest of the album, but not much. I do love this big sound, and just the emotive vocals really takes this one over the top. Give this one a listen, even if you're not a black metal fan. I think you're going to find something in here. Maybe I could add some word post in there somewhere if that excites you as well. I'm going to have to cut it because it's like 12 minutes long, so we're going to cut it down to about 8, get it to fit in here. So let's end things here with Winter Filleth and the song In Silent Grace. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
my world.